Greetings and shalom, Mishpacha. I thank you so much for tuning in to the reading of Proverbs chapter 1. I apologize that I'm not able to go live tonight, but I will still be diligent and serve up this scripture because the word of Yahuwah Elohim, Yahuwah Echad, is amazing. It is, and it is worth the sharing for the edification of the brethren. And please do excuse the sounds in the background as my children are now doing their chores. Okay, family, after this song, we will be reading Proverbs chapter 1. And before we get into the reading of the proverb, family, I will be sharing the daily prayer provided in the Sefer. Blessed are you, Yahuwah of the armies, creator of the heavens and the earth, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Jacob, our Elohim, the Holy One of Yasharal, my Eloah, and my salvation, for giving us the spirit of wisdom. Yes, how befitting is that, family? Baruch atah Yahuwah Sevaot, Barach HaShamayim VeHaaretz, Alahaykem Shal Abraham Yitzhak VeYaakov, Alahaynu VeAl Kadosh Akad Yasharal, Eloai VeYeshai Ashar Netan Lanu, Ha Ruach Chokma. Amen.
Okay.
Precious than jewels, can't be compared to none. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, her days are never done. She's wisdom,
she's wisdom,
get wisdom,
get wisdom.
Oh, she's wisdom,
she's wisdom.
Oh, oh, get wisdom,
wisdom.
The beginning of wisdom, it is a fear of Yah. Wisdom has built her house today, sing hallelujah. She's wisdom,
she's wisdom,
get wisdom,
get wisdom.
Oh, she's wisdom,
she's wisdom.
Whoa, whoa, get wisdom. Snap your finger, stop your feet, and praise Abba with me. Come, lift your voice and sing, rejoice and praise him and feel free. Let's sing. She wisdom,
she's wisdom,
get wisdom,
get wisdom.
She's wisdom,
she's wisdom.
Get wisdom,
get
up high, she's wisdom,
she's wisdom.
Get wisdom,
get wisdom.
Oh, 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 she's wisdom,
she's wisdom.
Whoa, 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 get wisdom.
Get wisdom.
She's not to forsake wisdom, and she will be your guide. If you learn to love wisdom, she will keep you alive. She's wisdom,
she's wisdom.
Get wisdom,
get wisdom.
Oh, oh, she's wisdom. Snap your fingers, stomp your feet, and praise Abba with me. Just lift your voice and sing, rejoice, and praise him and feel free. Let's sing. She's wisdom,
she's wisdom,
get wisdom,
get wisdom.
She's wisdom,
she's wisdom,
get wisdom,
get wisdom.
Get up high, she's wisdom,
she's wisdom.
Get wisdom,
get
oh,
wisdom.
Oh, 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 she's wisdom,
she's wisdom.
Whoa, 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 get
wisdom.
She's more precious than jewels, can be compared to none. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, her days are never done. She's wisdom,
she's wisdom,
get wisdom,
get wisdom.
She's wisdom,
she's wisdom.
Whoa, whoa, get wisdom. She's in jewel. She's more precious than jewel. precious than jewels. She's more precious than jewels.
Welcome to Tehillim 35, Psalm 35. O Yahuwah, strive with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and armor and rise for my help. And draw out spear and lance to meet those who pursue me. Say to my life, I am your deliverance. Let those be ashamed and blush who seek my life. Let those be turned back and abashed who plot my evil. Let them be as chaff before the wind, or chaff. Let those be as chaff before the wind. With a messenger of Yahuwah driving on them. Yes, Yahuwah, send your mighty warring angels to war against those that war against me. In Yahusha HaMashiach's name. Yes, send your mighty messengers to war against those that war against your people, Yaakov. Verse 6. Let their way be dark and slippery with a messenger of Yahuwah pursuing them. For without cause they hid their net for me. Without cause, they dug a pit for my life. Let ruin come upon them. Yes, let ruin come upon him unawares. And let his net that he hid catch himself. Let him fall into ruin. But let my own being exalt in Yahuwah. Let it rejoice in his deliverance. Let all my bones say, Yah, who is like you, delivering the poor from one stronger than he, and the poor and the needy for him who robs him. Ruthless witnesses rise up. They ask me that which I knew not. They reward me evil for good, bereaving my life. But I, when they were sick, I put on sackcloth. I humbled my being with fastings, and my prayer would return unto my own bosom. I walked about as though he were my friend or brother and family. Remember how Saul dealt with our beloved forefather, David. Okay. Verse 14, I walked as though he were my friend or brother. I bowed down mourning as one mourning for a mother. But they rejoiced at my stumbling and gathered together. The smiters gathered against me, and I did not know it. They tore in pieces without ceasing, with unclean ones, mockers at feasts, gnashing at me with their teeth. And this is also what they did to Yahusha. I'm telling you, family, all through the book of Tehillim, all through the Psalms, you hear David speaking as Yahusha. He was not Yahusha, but we do understand that Yahusha is also called the son of David, was he not? Okay, so it's that Ruach family. Verse 16, with unclean ones, mockers at feasts, gnashing at me with their teeth. Yahuwah, how long would you look on? Rescue my being from their destructions, my only life from their loins. I give you thanks in the great assembly. Toda Rabbah Yahuwah, we thank you. I praise you among a mighty people. Let not my lying enemies rejoice over me, or those who hate me without cause wink their eye. For they do not speak peace, but they devise words of deceit against the peaceable ones of the land. And they open their mouth wide against me. They say, aha, aha, our eyes have seen it. This you have seen, O Yahuwah. Do not be silent. O Yahuwah, do not be far from me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll be right back, Mishpacha, for the remainder of this psalm. And tonight we have our beloved Ajire Ayore Daphnaya sharing the first four verses of Proverbs chapter 1. You ready to read, Momo?
Yeah.
All right, greet the family with a shalom and get started.
Shalom, family. Okay, verse 1. The Proverbs of Shalom, or Shalom,
Shalomo. You know, that's Samuel. That's Solomon.
The son of David, king of Gasharal, to know wisdom and instruction to Perkeives?
Spell it.
P-E-R-C-E-I-V-E.
Perceive.
The words of understanding. So, to know wisdom and instruction to perceive the words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity.
Let me see. Equity.
Equity. To give.
Baby girl, do you want to switch over to the easy read version?
Thank you.
Okay, Mishpacha. So she's going to share the EZB version, and I'll be sharing from the Sefer. So here we go. The Proverbs of Sholama, the son of David, king of Yasharal, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. And family, when we hear the word dark, do not think of, wickedness, darkness, okay? Dark sayings means mysterious, hidden things. These things are hidden from the simple-minded. Hallelujah. Verse 7. The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father and forsake not the Torah of your mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto your head and chains about your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, consent not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as Sheol and whole, as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. And as a matter of fact, you know what, family? If you guys remember, earlier on in the week, I already shared Proverbs chapter 1 accompanied with the proverb for that day of the week, okay? So more than likely, I will not have Ajire read it on the podcast here or on this broadcast, but she will be reading it to herself for proper understanding, okay? So here we go. Verse 14, cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not in the way of them. Refrain your foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which takes away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom cries out. She utters her voice in the street. She cries in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gate in the city. She utters her words, saying, and there was no interruption, right, family? Because I hit the pause button real quick. Okay, so anyway, verse 22. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my ruach unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Yes, Abba Yahuwah, pour out your Ruach, the Chachma, upon every listener and upon myself on this night in Yahusha's name. Verse 24, because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes. When your fear comes as desolation and your destruction comes as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish comes upon you. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of Yahuwah. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore, they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkens unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Family, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. Hallelujah. May the Ruach B'Chokma rest richly upon you. family, in your knowing, in your understanding, in spirit, and in truth. Understand, Yahushua HaMashiach is the Savior of the chosen. Yahushua HaMashiach is the Savior of Yaakov and the remnant of those that shall believe, that shall not be able to be counted as many as the stars in the sky and the sands. In Yahushua HaMashiach is our help. Hallelujah. I run to you, Yahushua, in spirit and in truth, because I have known your name. Shall Yahuwah satisfy me with long life and show me his Yeshua. Okay, family, beginning back in verse 21. And they opened their mouth wide against me. They say, aha, aha, our eyes have seen it. This you have seen, O Yahuwah. Do not be silent, Abba. Do not be far from me. Stir up yourself and awake to my right ruling, Yahuwah, to cause my Elohim and my master. Fight to my cause, Yahuwah. Vindicate me, for I'm walking in my integrity, Abba Yah. Verse 24. Rule me rightly, O Yahuwah, my Elohim, according to your righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not. Let them come to shame. Let them be embarrassed. Even when they see me walking every day, let them hang their head in shame, Abba Yah. Let those who are rejoicing at my evil be ashamed and abashed altogether. Let those who are exalting themselves over me be clad in shame and humiliation. Verse 27. Let those who delight in my righteousness shout for joy and be glad. Yes, I'll say it again. Let those who delight in my righteous cause shout for joy and be glad. And let them always say, let Yahuwah be made great. Who is desiring the peace of his servant? And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness, your praise all day long. For this is my story, this is my song, praising Yahuwah all day long. What a blessed assurance we have, Mishpacha. Thank you for following up. Thank you for tuning in. I love you. May Yahuwah richly baruch you. May Ahava follow you. Family, this is the end of this segment. I thank you so much for tuning in. Say shalom, family.
Shalom, family.
We love you. I'm out of here.
God is in control. I got Satan on my trail. But I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day. But I'm watching while I pray.
Woo! Let's go.
This means war.
Come on, y'all.
The Yah is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
What does this mean, Mishpacha? They're rising up against us in judgment. They're rising up against us in lies. They're plotting our demise. We must plead the blood of the Lamb over our lives for protection and power.
But the blood remains the same. Whatever's going wrong, my war clothes are wrong.
Come on. Y'all better be singing too. Let's go.
I won't turn back. This means. This means. This means.
Do you hear me? You cannot have my daughter. You cannot have my son. You cannot have my increase.
You can't have my breakthrough. No, no.
Y'all better come on. Y'all better be getting excited. Because we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against demonic principalities, family. This means war. Come on now.
That changes things.
Don't it though?
You can't take this lion down.
You better get up and fight.
This means. This means
war. This means war.
This means. Come on now. Y'all better be dancing. Y'all better be rejoicing. Come on now. This is war, and the battle is not ours. It belongs to Yahuwah. I'ma say it again. We're at war, but the battle is not ours. It is Yahuwah's, and He is almighty. He is all powerful, so He wins. Hallelujah. Let's keep going, family. We are in Mishlei 35.